What did he say?
Him say...
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
All right, we're in the fourth inning after the rain, and it's still coming down in Chicago. It's 3-0 White Sox. Here's Justin Verlander. Well, the Tigers have just picked up a run against Jose Quintana. So it's now a 3-1 White Sox lead in the fourth inning. Batting at the top of the fourth, Victor Martinez just drove in Ian Kinsler, and that's where it stands. 3-1, Chicago over Detroit to start this minor two-game series, weather permitting, of course. College baseball at Wilpon, Ann Arbor, Ray Fisher Stadium. Michigan beats Oakland U 3-1. Michigan scores 3 runs on a pass ball and 2 wild pitches. That's the way to get it done, the Wolverines. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs tonight, the Wizards lead the Bulls 51-48 in the third.
Nay, nay.
16.
Nay, nay. Nay, nay.
Grizzlies lead the Thunder 28-21.
Nay, nay.
28-21 Memphis over Oklahoma City early on in that game. Warriors-Clippers, raucous crowd heading into Staples as we speak for the 10:30 start. Stanley Cup playoffs game 6, there's going to be a game 7 because in the third period, Wayne Simmons with 3 goals. He's got the hat trick. Rob just put his hat on in support of Mr. Simmons. He did. Got a hat trick tonight. He's got 4 in the series. Philadelphia leads the Rangers 4-0 third. There will be a game 7 in that series at Madison Square Garden. Other baseball, American League, Mariners and Robinson Cano's return to the Yankees, or at least the Yankee Stadium. 4-2 in the seventh inning. The Mariners lead the Yanks. Mark Teixeira's 3rd home run of the season for New York. Red Sox lead the Rays 5-1 now in the sixth. A's over the Rangers 4-1 fifth at Texas. Royals over the Blue Jays 2-1 fourth. Jose Bautista's got his 8th of the season for Toronto. India's Angels, no score because it hasn't started yet. Starts in about 20 minutes. Interleague Series, 2 rained out. Pirates Orioles at Camden Yards. Dodgers Twins at Target Field. Astros lead the Nationals 3-2 in the fifth. National League, Mets over the Phillies in the fourth, now 2-0. Cubs and Reds are tied at 2 in the sixth. Billy Hamilton, the speedster, with his first homer of the season. Marlins have already beaten the Braves tonight, 9-0. Jose Fernandez, 8 strikeouts and a 3-hitter. Guys 4-1. Cardinals lead the Brewers 3-1 in the fourth. Rockies, D-backs just starting right now. Giants, Padres go at 10-15. The Kentucky Derby draw is tomorrow to set the field for the 140th run for the Roses Saturday. The draw starts at 5 p.m. It will be televised like a big event. The Derby draw for the 20 horses at Churchill Downs. California Chrome is still the favorite, and that is your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. All right, Brock's been hanging, doing a little trashing tonight as we head towards 10 o'clock, 248-848-1130. Brock, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. What you got?
Hey, how you fellas doing tonight?
Doing great. What's happening?
What's up? So I'm calling to trash the Indiana Pacers.
All right.
I mean, we've been hearing about them all season. They were going to compete with Miami, and it's been a two-month collapse. And to me, last night was the nail in the coffin. I know the series isn't over. Hey, Rob, you know who the happiest guy in the NBA is?
Who's that?
That this Sterling situation is going on?
Who's that?
Frank Vogel, because nobody's talking about the terrible coaching job he's doing right now.
You know what? You're absolutely right. He's fighting for his life.
I love that.
I mean,
and you know what? There is something. You know what? I can't put my finger on it. When there's something wrong, and I know everybody's pointing to Hibbert, who of course had no points last night.
But, right.
But there's something else that's not right. There's something else that's not right.
But Rob, this team that hasn't been right for months.
Right.
And you're gonna tell me Roy Hibbert, who's probably the third or fourth best player on the team, is his fault that they're not winning? He's not even the best player on the team.
Right. No, I know, but they're all trying to put it on him because he hasn't played well. But there's something else that's not just that's off chemistry. There's something not right there because they have dropped off. Remember the first half of the season was great.
On March 2nd, the Pacers were 46-13. By the time the season ended, of course, they were 56-26. And now look at them in the first round on the verge of extinction.
To Atlanta
Hawks.
Who's the only team with a losing record in the playoffs, right?
Right. And they beat, I mean, I think the final score was like 94-84 yesterday, but the game wasn't that close.
At one point, weren't they leading by 30 or something?
It was... Yeah, like 28. They were up by 28.
Well, they got beat by, don't forget, even in the regular season back on April 6th, they lost by 20 points to them, to Atlanta.
Right. And
really, at home. At home.
Wasn't it a game that the Pistons were beating them by like 25 at halftime? I mean, Pistons ended up blowing the game, but. Wasn't it?
Yes, that was the game on April 2nd when they were beating them, and then they came back to win 101-94.
Right.
But, I mean,
and the Pistons beat them earlier in the year in their own place.
At Indiana.
Right.
Right. Well, that's when everybody still thought it was a chance the Pistons to do something.
Yeah,
no, that's true.
Funnier.
Right, because they beat the Miami
and Indiana
on the road.
In the same week. Wasn't it in the same week?
It was like it was pretty close, like 10 days or 8 days, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's who I wanted to trash, so. And I thought Mark would like that Donald Sterling line with Frank Vogel.
I love that.
You fellas have a good night.
All right, Brock.
See you, Brock. Very good. Yeah, I did. I enjoyed that. You know, because they wouldn't see how terrible Frank Vogel's been coaching.
Oh, man. Look, from last year to one year, look at how
But we already heard that little kind of thing floating in the NBA universe about, hey, it's very possible Vogel could be gone even though they got this far. You know, the problem with Frank Vogel is, he's not a huge name, and when you're not a huge name and you don't get it done,
they get rid of you.
Well, you just don't get to have the same pass.
I agree.
People aren't the same in life.
And remember, they didn't win.
No, they didn't win anything.
I'm not talking about right. So this whole notion, even though they went far last year and they had a nice run, they didn't win. If you win, you buy yourself time. That's what we always talk about.
Well, that's what Spoelstra did. There was talk, look, before Miami won that thing, they thought Spoelstra was one foot out the door and the other on a banana peel.
Had they not won that one, he was out. They would have got somebody else.
Yeah, because he's not a big enough name.
Nope.
So they think that's a, you know, cause and effect with that. I think in many ways, Mike Woodson, no matter what would have happened in New York, because even though Woody is a bigger name, he's a bigger name, but he's not a huge name. Everything's tiered. Mike D'Antoni got the thing he got in L.A., because people thought he came with a bigger name.
He has a little cachet.
Cachet.
Well, Mark, they used to win 60 games every year with the Suns. You remember that? He was considered like, oh, this coach. People loved him.
He's worth giving another chance to and giving time to. Whereas Lindsey Hunter got exactly 15 minutes, didn't even get the sweet roll in Phoenix.
He just had a cup of coffee?
You know, but see, that the coaching inequities of the NBA are very odd. Why a Lindsey Hunter gets 15 minutes and Scott Skiles gets three teams to screw around with? You got Phoenix, Chicago, and Milwaukee.
No, you're right.
And I'm sure Scott's going to be out there this year pounding the pavement to see if there's a fourth team willing to take a shot at him. Because he's got people like Scott. And Skiles has NBA panache for whatever his reasons. Because Lindsey was a better player than Skiles.
Oh, yeah.
Skiles has a record. He's
and
Lindsey
played, what, 18 years?
Yeah, played a long time. Scott played 10. And Skiles, you know, has the NBA record for assists in a game with 30.
Yep.
But, you know, he didn't have a great full-on career, and not that Lindsey did either, but again, what's the comparison here? Lindsey Hunter so far has gotten exactly 3 seconds to coach the NBA, and Skiles has three teams that he's coached in the NBA.
And Lindsey was on two championship teams.
Yeah, and he's got friends. People like him. I'm not even so sure Skiles has that many people that like him in the league. Who, you ever heard anybody say, God, that, you know, it's Rob, I gotta tell you.
No, he's
old. Scott Skiles, you know. Well, if we could get that guy.
And he's not charming or a prince.
Not like, charming.
It's not right. There's nothing there.
Now, Scott has improved that over the years. We've talked about it in the past. I've talked about it with him, that he has gotten a little bit better with media. He's gotten better with management. He fought management in Phoenix. It was a little better in Chicago. He knew he couldn't win that war. Milwaukee, he was much better with. He really liked Herb Cole. But now, will he get a fourth shot? Will Lindsey get a second shot? You know, the NBA coaching thing, very odd. I think it's different than any other sport. Hockey goes through them like water. I mean, hockey, they just fire a guy, doesn't matter. Guy may come back, he may not. And he may fall off the face of the planet. Basketball guys resurface sometimes in assistant roles. Maybe they will get a second or third shot. The Don Casey's of the world seem to have coached everybody. You know, I mean, that guy,
that's amazing.
Like everyone.
Does he charge $1.95? Why do they keep getting hired?
I don't know. He's just
they
one of those.
I love Don Casey. He's
Randy Whitman. Randy Whitman. Come on, Rob. What do you got to do to get yourself out of the league? Now look at Randy Whitman. Big stud. Randy Whitman. I mean, this is why coming up the Pistons position here is going to be highly critical. I don't think we're taking this seriously enough, to be honest. This whole idea, well, we'll just get another general manager to coach, because that's so easy. That happens every day. The Pistons have not replaced a GM in 15 years.
They're going to lose out on Steve Kerr. Remember Steve Kerr now?
God.
I know.
Phil Jackson's got such a jiggy. He's a man possessed.
It is amazing.
No, it's more obsessed. He's more obsessed by having Steve Kerr. Rob looks at me crazy because Steve Kerr's the one who came out and said, well, I'm checking my options. Really? Steve Kerr is thinking about whether he should take the Knicks job? You would think that guy would pull out, what'd he say, Derek Jeter? You know, where's the contract? Here's my finger. I'll split it open so I can sign it in blood. Right? What, does Phil Jackson have to beg you now, Kerr, to take the Knicks gig?
It is amazing. I mean, I guess he's trying to eke out every dollar he can get.
I suppose. Maybe they lowballed him.
I'd be like, are you taking this job? No? Okay, we'll get somebody else. Seriously.
No. But he knows Phil's obsessed with him for whatever the reason. You've heard this rumor since before Phil took the gig with the Knicks. All right, it's last call time. What you got, bring it. You can still do some trash. In fact, let's just play it one more time because we're so excited about it. It's just so much fun because we have the damn thing and it's on my laptop.
Love it.
It's on my thing. So might as well. Last call time, Sports Night with Parker DeMann. So it means last call time for this, too.
Take out the papers in the trash.
You see us on ParkerDeMann.com.
Spending cash.
Come on. Last call time on Sports Night with Parker DeMann here on the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, we're heading towards 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night, and we're not going to trash this. In fact, we're going to make this a thumbs up. If you can see me, that's a thumbs up deal. And that is, of course, the good people at Expert Car Care. You take your truck, your car, your van, to the pros, and let them take care of you at Expert, X-P-E-R-T, Car Care.
That's right, Mark.
That's right, Mark. They offer the free inspections. They guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll have you back on the road, safe and sound. Sometimes, Mark, even the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything on the vehicle, top to bottom, A to Z, front to back, whether it's something as simple as a windshield wiper or even a tire change, it doesn't matter. Or something as big as an engine or transmission. They got you covered. And be sure to mention these two cats. The one in orange, who is, you know, right now looks like a street cone. Maybe he's doing this because we're doing Expert Car Care.
That's why.
Right. Like a cone on the road.
Just say Parker and the Man, and you'll receive a free oil change, Mark, with any work done. Best of all, though, you'll get a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
That's over $100.
What?
I'm telling you.
$100?
No holla. In savings, just for saying Parker and the Man. It's Expert Car Care. Mike and his great people, they got locations for you at 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming and 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, Street Co.
Go get Expert Car Care. All right, it is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, last call time, wrapping up another fine program, and Mark.
Fifth inning, Tigers are trailing the White Sox 3-1, at least they're playing in the rain.
Just wanted to tell you a little bit about yesterday's panel discussion with the four or five other journalists.
Yes, at Columbia University
in Columbia,
New York.
It was great to be back at the alma mater, and it was great, and the kids were great. They had a lot of good questions. And the topic, Mark, race, sports, and journalism. So talk about falling in your lap. I mean, we had a great conversation about a lot of stuff, and it was really, really interesting and good. So I had a good time. It was great to get back to New York and everything.
Well, I think the bigger question is, how was the food?
Good. You know the food was very good.
What'd you have?
In New York?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to a Cuban restaurant across the street from Columbia with my old classmate Ingrid DeVita. We had a great time.
How about that, huh?
It was real nice. And Mark, the other thing is,
I'm just killing time. I'm just asking him to kill time.
I
got stuff to do.
The Dollar Pizza place. You know, I broke my diet for some New York pizza.
Oh, dude, which place? I mean,
it's called Two Brothers Pizza.
Is that the one where you walk in and they just got by the slice and it's just hanging there? It's just
Mark,
juicy and gruesome.
A dollar slice. You know what you get? Best deal in the city.
Big.
Two slices and a pop. How much?
$3.
$2.75.
Oh, so close. That's close. By the way, Noah, just to let you know, we went
you
back.
You owe us $1,000. How's that?
Technically, you would owe us $1,000. You did say it. We actually broke it down. So
it's all good.
It came out. It happens. You were passionate. We're just letting you know, though, that Gary did listen back, and then he brought me in there, and it's there in all its glory, buddy. So tactically, well, it won't hold you. Are we holding him to it? We got six people in here, so
no.
We break it down to about $150.
Next time, no, but before you put $160 a person, not right.
Yeah, that's right. Next time, before you put out $1,000 for everybody here, which would be one. Although EP is going, EP, what do you want him to do? Pay up? He says pay. EP says pay up.
So did Nick. Nick's going.
Nick's
going. We want the cash. Yeah. We want the cash.
What else we got?
Remember, Mark, it's always better with the cheddar. Remember that.
But we. Are we actually saying it on the air that we're not holding him to it? I don't want to say that if we're going to hold him to it.
I say no.
Okay, fine. We won't hold you to it this time, Noah. But the second time you do it, it's pay-up time. It's pay-to-play, baby. Pay the EP. Hey, he's got the hey right here. All right. Tomorrow's Big Wednesday. We'll see what happens. I guess maybe the Sterling thing's kind of – there'll be some stuff. There'll be some shockwaves.
Well,
there'll be some residuals.
Yeah, a little bit, but I think...
Someone will chime in stupidly, and we'll have to talk about it.
No, we'll probably start to move away from that now.
I don't know. I mean, that's the kind of thing that just doesn't go away quietly. And Tom Gore said today he was proud of Silver. I mean, he came out. I don't know if we mentioned his comments today. The time has come. It's just too bad the Wings and Pistons. Here we are in April still. It's not even May yet. And the winter sports teams are done. Pistons long done, and the Wings done by a few days. Is this the good
part? All
right,
here we go. Here comes the good part. I've been your friend. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Great to be back in town. Thanks, of course, to...
You were gone like a day.
I know. It was real quick, wasn't it? EP, Gary, Nick, Ryan. B-Mo was here, but he think he left a while ago.
He
right?
left long ago.
You know what, Mark? We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without them. Thanks, guys.
Don't forget, check us on Twitter. Thanks for the Twitters tonight for Trash TTTT on the hashtag.
And all the people call from out of town.
Yeah, out of town people watching on ParkerTheMan.com and Facebook that as well. Don't forget to email us if you need to at ParkerTheMan@Yahoo.com. He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night. At 7.
Sports Night with Parker the Man recorded live before a taped studio audience, but I think you know that by now. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith is next. Don't forget Matt Shepard tomorrow morning and every morning from 7 to 10, just opposite our 7 to 10. You'll want to hear Matt Shepard tomorrow.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, do it quick.
MB, see you later.
Emma Stone, call me.